Well, spitting at the dinner table might be the height of bad manners for us humans, but in the dolphin world, it's quite acceptable. That's because researchers at the Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF, have recently discovered that rare snubfin dolphins from down under get together in groups and spit for their dinner. Well, a snubfin is a very odd-looking dolphin. It's around 6 feet long, and it has a big melon-shaped head and, as you might imagine, short, stubby fins. And very little is known about this extremely rare species. And it's, in fact, the only endemic dolphin species in Australia, so it only lives in Australia. And it was actually discovered only in 2005. And up until then, it was thought that the Australian populations, which people had seen, it was thought they belonged to a different species, the Irrawaddy dolphin that lives in rivers and areas in Southeast Asia. But now scientists have begun to unpick some of the secrets of this mysterious dolphin. And they've seen them hunting in groups of six or more. Now, working together, these dolphins seem to chase fish up towards the surface of the sea, and then they herd them towards other dolphins by spitting out jets of water from their mouths. Sometimes they apparently shoot up in great big plumes right high into the air, and sometimes straight across the top of the sea surface. But they're definitely doing it to scare the fish towards each other. And it's this kind of cooperation behaviour that's really quite rare. The Irrawaddy dolphins do a similar thing, but to see animals feeding together in groups, you know, really cooperating between them is... seeing dolphins do this is quite a rare thing, and using water is even stranger. But
is there something about their anatomy that means that they can do this water jetting trick, or could any dolphin theoretically do that? It's just this particular group have learned this technique and they tend to pass it on to subsequent generations.
I don't think we actually know. I don't think anyone's actually been able to get that close to any of these guys to look more carefully at how they do it. But it's a very good question. I imagine it could be something that they might be able to do anyway. I mean, we'd have to ask someone who works in an oceanarium, in an aquarium, to see if captive dolphins perhaps play with water and perhaps they spit it out occasionally. That's possible.
Because one group of dolphins have learned to put sponges on their noses, and that's the females, because they ferret more on the seabed and are more likely to injure their noses. And I remember you telling everyone it's quite funny, because if you look at them, you see these sponges on the ends of dolphins' noses, which they pick up, put there, protect their nose, and then they don't bash themselves on the seabed.
Yes, ingenious. They are very clever creatures. They definitely have an intelligence that exceeds many other wild creatures. But the sad thing about these guys, these snubfins, is that we know so little about them, but they're already under a huge amount of pressure, and the WWF are very worried about plans to extend a port in Townsville, which is an important part of these dolphins' range, and that's on the east coast of Australia. And various other things like construction of dams and dredging of estuaries and so on means that these dolphins really face quite an uncertain future, which is really quite a shame, because they seem quite extraordinary, and I'd love to see one myself in the wild spitting for its dinner.
Although, having said that, hasn't Australia declared a very big area of that Pacific seaboard to be a big marine conservation now? So actually, perhaps things won't be as bad as that.
Well, hopefully, yes. The Great Barrier Reef is one of the largest marine protected areas that we have, and there is a large area that is set aside for conservation, but I think the dolphins don't all live necessarily within those protected areas, so that also is something to consider.
Thank you, Helen.